Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. Okay, so I have just done something quite big. It feels big and it feels exciting. And I am officially, I guess, having a change in direction, which feels inspiring and freeing and expansive and pretty amazing. And I mean, it's probably nothing new to you because you've been here for this ride, right? But there's been this other ride that has been going on pretty much since shortly after I started this, which is Radcasters, my podcasting school. And it has been kind of a love-hate relationship at times. I loved creating Radcasters. I love all the people who do the course. I love their podcasts are amazing. I love helping people find their voice. I love giving them the tools to create really good quality sound. I love all that stuff. But what I hated was crafting a sales funnel, selling on a webinar, Facebook ads, proving my value, convincing people to buy Radcasters, sales emails, convincing them that they needed this thing. All that stuff just sucks, in my opinion. And that's okay. And you might be listening to this going, oh, Carly, but you know, you have to sell. I know I have to sell. I'm a salesperson. That was what my career was. And I'm a really bloody good one. But I just don't want to spend my life convincing people they need something that possibly they don't. I don't want them to buy from me out of scarcity. It's just not who I am. And I fought against this so badly over the past couple of years where I've to'd and fro'd. It's like, yes, I have to do this. I have to do the webinars. I have to do the Facebook ads. There's a lot of stuff going on outside here. So if you hear trucks going past and shit, I apologize. It's just living in the middle of a construction site right now. The sales thing, you know, like I get that. And there are ways that we can sell that don't have to feel like that, that don't have to feel like a slimy webinar with a 50% pitch that don't mean that you have to pick out people's or convince them or prove yourself. There are other ways to sell. And I mean, I've seen it. I've done it. Lisa and I just filled a mastermind with 12 incredible women who we are just so stoked to be working with. And there was nothing sleazy or slimy or gross about that process. It was heartfelt. It was open. There was no convincing. It happened because we had created something. We communicated it properly. There were no tricks or anything. We just did what felt right in the time. So it can work. You don't have to follow somebody else's formula. You know, rules are made for breaking. We don't have to do all the stuff, you know? And for me, realizing that I can be free of all this, honestly, felt so incredible. But there was this little thing for me where I really wanted to dive fully into, speaking about what I want to speaking about failure, speaking about the shadow stuff, speaking about being okay with who you are. You know, my message is really one of acceptance. It's about giving you permission just to be okay with where you are. That's what I'm about, right? That's what this is all about. And so the scarcity thing doesn't really work in that message, because you are okay. You don't have to have anything else to be okay. You already are. You already have all you need. You already are all you need. Today I sent out an email to my email list for Radcasters, basically telling them that I'm making some changes and it's up to them whether they want to stick around. So I just said, you know, Radcasters is still going to be there. I'm still going to be servicing it. The people who join are still going to be getting every bit as much attention as I've given the 150 people before them. I'm still dedicated to them going live in iTunes, but I'm moving Radcasters to the back of my business and I'm stepping to the forward of my business. Now, if you want to come for that ride, you're more than welcome to, but I also encourage you, if you're not vibing with me, I really encourage you to hit unsubscribe. And I just flat out said that. I just flat out said, you know, it's time. Stick around, start that podcast, or jump on someone else's list if you want to hear about podcasting all the time, or start one because that's how you're going to learn, or unsubscribe. And then the people who are, like, I would rather, honestly, have 10 people that really can be impacted by what I say and open every single email than thousands and thousands of people who don't give a shit. You know, I want engaged people to be working with. I don't want thousands and thousands of people who don't give a shit. I want, you know, a handful. Ideally more than a handful that really do, you know, but here's the thing. I know I'm okay either way, which is why I had the guts to send out this email, which is why it's had such a huge response. I've had lots of emails back saying, oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you. Tagged in groups saying, oh my God, I just got your email, Carly. That was amazing. You know, it wasn't contrived. It wasn't planned. It wasn't part of a formula. It was just me speaking my truth. And honestly, I had started to question whether do what you love and the money will follow was bullshit or not, because it didn't feel true to me. But that's because I wasn't doing what I love. I was doing what I thought I should do. I wasn't fully embracing the heart part. And in that email, you know, I told the story of when I went to the doctors with the suspected heart attack and how I literally wasn't listening to my heart. My heart was saying, speak, write. That's all you need to do. Speak and write. Share. Constantly share, Carly. And my head was looking at my bank account going, you want me to do that? I have to feed my family. I have to pay the rent. You know, I can't just speak and write. And what I realized was I can. It's possible. There are other people in the world doing exactly that, speaking and writing. How am I any different to them? I'm not. We're all the same. What is possible for them is possible for me, but not if I never give it a go. And so, you know, that day where I walked on the beach and I cried and I let go and I accepted what was. And now I'm in a place where it's like, okay, let's do this. So I wanted to share this with you for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I want you to do the people who you are sitting on their email list right now doing nothing. I want you to do them a massive favor and unsubscribe. You know, we as online entrepreneurs, we pay for our email list. We pay to have you sitting there. And if you're not engaged and you don't want to be there and you're just there because you signed up for an opt-in and then you've never opened another email, please unsubscribe. Do them a favor and do you a favor. You deserve to have an inbox that makes you feel joyful, you know? So clear the decks. KonMari, I don't even know if that's how you say it. That's how I say it. KonMari the fuck out of your inbox. Make it a place that brings you joy. Hear from the people you want to hear from and nobody else. You don't have to. We don't have to have a cluttered, collected email inbox just in case one day we want to search for something that somebody gave us 3 years ago and we've never opened another email. You won't even remember that person. So get off their list. So that's number one. I want you to clear out your inbox. I want you to really think about who is bringing value to you and dump the people who aren't. Because there are people out there who they are providing value to. And if it's not you, don't stick around for them. Don't stick around just in case. Get off their list. Number two, what I want you to do is have a think about If there's anybody who's emailing you that you really love to hear from, they write to you, you know? It's like you're in their head. Every email that they write that you read, it might not be every email that you open, but the ones that you do read, you just feel like you've been seen and heard. I want you to reply to those people. I want you to email them back, and I want you to tell them the impact that they've had on you. I want you to tell them that you love them sick, you know? I want you to tell them why it is that you love them. I just really want you to email them back and say thank you. Because, you know, we can be sitting here writing these emails, putting our whole heart and soul out into the universe and getting nothing in return. And that's okay, because most of us don't do it to get something in return. But that's bullshit too, because we all do it to get something in return. And we all want to be validated and we all want to be acknowledged. So I encourage you to pick out a couple of people who you love to hear from and just reply back to them and say, you know what, I dig the shit out of you and I just want to tell you that. That's it. That's all you have to do. Because I can guarantee you those emails that come back to me, like I've just sent out this email saying, get the fuck off my list. And the emails that have come back are like, I am so on the ride with you. I've listened to every single podcast episode you've ever made and I love the shit out of you. One girl said, hi, Marley, if you're listening, that she has a friend that lives on the same street as me and she's been in my neighborhood and wanted to let me know because she would have loved to catch up for a coffee while she was here visiting and she didn't, you know? And it's like, I would have loved to have caught up for a coffee. So, you know, the thing is we just don't know. And the person who you're writing to really doesn't know. If you don't tell them how you feel about them, they just don't know. So I really encourage you to clear the decks, get rid of the shit, get rid of the people who aren't inspiring, get rid of the people who are just constantly selling to you, and then email the few who you really love to hear from and just tell them that you love them and that you respect them. Anyway, that's it from me today. Thank you so much for being here. Just to let you know, I'm running a retreat at the end of October. So far, there are 5 places taken, and I think I have 2 more, possibly 3 spots. So if you are interested, there's no sales page or anything. I've kind of just doing things very differently these days. If you are interested, drop me a line via my Facebook page or via the website, and let's have a chat. It's $1,000 and pretty much all inclusive. So the accommodation and the food is included. We're going to have lots of fun. It's going to be a deep dive into you, you know, some exercises in self-awareness, lots of fun, lots of laughs, lots of really deep conversations, some swimming, lots of fun. The 5 women who are coming are just like next level, seriously cool chicks. So I am so excited about this. If this is something that you would like to maybe come along on, reach out to me. No obligation. I don't really give a shit. There's 3 spots left. If you want one, let me know. All right. That's it from me today. Until next time, peace out. Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.